Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To talk all things Cleveland Browns after the Ravens loss, the second Ravens loss of the season, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on Browns analyst Nathan Zagura to the show. Nathan, welcome to the show, bud.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. I do want to start on more positive fare because we still have not gotten to enough of Myles Garrett's four-sack performance yesterday. We asked Daryl this earlier. I'll ask you. You've watched every snap this dude's taken basically in the NFL. Is this the best version of Myles Garrett we've seen?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, you look at him right now, 15 sacks leading the NFL, 22 tackles for a loss leading the NFL. What's crazy is, you know, he led the NFL with 22 tackles for a loss last year for the whole season, and he's done that in 10 games. So, you know, some people might say it's not his best pass rush win rate ever, but what it is he is converting those wins into sacks at a higher level. And I think one of the hidden things in there is we are getting such a great interior pass rush from not only Malik Collins, but Mason Graham had five pressures in this game as well. And you're seeing Miles is starting to get not only the sacks where he just beats his guy and gets the sack, Miles in this game is starting to get some of the sacks where a quarterback's trying to escape the other pressure, and Miles is able to run him down and clean it up. And so I think we're seeing not only the best Myles Garrett, I think we're seeing the best supporting cast overall that Myles Garrett has had, and we're seeing that lead to these unbelievable numbers. He is on pace, you know, to do historic things. I was looking, one of the questions I had during the broadcast, I didn't have the information at the ready right there, was, you know, when's the last time somebody had 10 sacks in three straight games? And the answer, it's happened three times in NFL history. The other two are Hall of Famers. It happened with Derek Thomas the year he had the 7-sack game in the late 90s, and it happened in 1984 with Richard Dent. So you're talking about historic performance right now for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's a good point, and something that I was thinking about as well, that idea of like whether it's Alex Wright, whether it's Malik Collins, whether it's McGuire, whether it's like all these other guys, Mason Graham. It feels like we all thought those guys would benefit with Miles' presence, but it seems like Miles is benefiting in a great way.
It's kind of everybody's benefiting, and you look at kind of the tackles for loss numbers on the opposite side of Miles. They're on pace for over 30 if you add up Wright and McGuire over there, so that's been great. And then the guys on the interior, when you have a quarterback, pass rusher, I'm sorry, like Myles Garrett on the edge, the natural escape for a quarterback, right, is to be able to step up into the pocket. And when you have these guys collapsing the pocket, and I thought yesterday we saw a lot from Mike Hull as well, which is very encouraging. He is an incredibly talented young man that, you know, all of a sudden it's kind of pick your poison. Now they're still going to start trying to get away from Miles, but as you saw in some of them, you know, Lamar would roll right and then he'd try to step up and cut it back left. And guess who's right there? Myles Garrett. So I thought it was just everybody working very, very well together, and Jim Schwartz really understanding, moving Miles around. Now we're showing certain blitzes and blitz looks pre-snap that are creating one-on-one situations at time for Myles Garrett as well, and he's just capitalizing. He has simply been sensational, and to do it, you know, after signing the big deal, not having the team result that he wants, but to still be going out there and playing at this level every week, I think speaks a lot about him and his leadership and his character. And it's just been kind of a joy to watch. It's crazy. You're almost like, oh yeah, he's got four sacks in this game. You know, 4.5 sacks in a single game was the franchise record set by Myles Garrett years ago when it was Justin Fields' first start with the Chicago Bears. And now it's, in the last 3 weeks, he's had a 5 and a 4 against MVP candidates in Drake May and Lamar Jackson.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline. Two bits of news to pass along here. The NFL suspended Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase for spitting at Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. Jalen, of course, was thrown out of the game on Sunday because refs didn't see the spit. Ja'Marr Chase claimed innocence, and then we all saw the video. The other bit of news here, this is a report from Mary Kay Cabot, saying Shador is expected to start Sunday's game in Las Vegas with Dylan Gabriel in the concussion protocol. Barring something unexpected, Sanders will make his starting debut, becoming the 42nd Browns starter since 1999. I guess we'll start with not the news with Shador there, but just what you saw from Shador in his one half of play to start his regular season career.
I think we saw good and we saw bad, right? And I think we saw some of the things that we were encouraged by in the Carolina game and certainly things you'd be encouraged by from his Colorado tape. And what I mean by that is his ability to throw the football down the field, his willingness to throw the football down the field. We saw a beautiful throw to start that final drive to Harold Fannin, layered against a cover three, gets a deep dig, layers it in over the dropping linebackers right on the money. So we saw that was good. The ball to Gage Larvadan, that was an excellent play by Chidobe Awuzie to knock that ball out and that left arm in there, but that was an excellent throw. We saw a little bit of his escapability where he spins out, and that's the one probably he wants back as the one to Isaiah Bond because he makes a great play, and that had a chance to be a touchdown, just overshot him a little bit. So good. I thought he gets the arm is absolutely NFL caliber, can be accurate at multiple levels of the field, and we saw some really good throws. Now, the bad was we saw him drift, and we saw him, you know, you can't take pressure in the NFL and go backwards. That is a very difficult thing to do in the National Football League. I think we probably all agree we've really only seen one guy do that well, and that was Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, when he was doing that at the beginning of his career, it was considered otherworldly. So holding the ball a little too long, average time to throw was 4.24 seconds. That's not going to necessarily work in the NFL. There were a lot of blitzes, and they blitzed him heavily. He was 0-for-6 against the blitz, 0-for-7 when under pressure. You're going to see that until you can beat it. And, you know, the Browns tried to max protect it at times. I think we need to work some screens in there as well for Shador. But, you know, taking 14-plus, 15-plus yard sacks, those are drive killers. So he's got to clean some of those things up. And but you did see that top-level ability that you like to see. Now it's got to be more accurate. 4-of-16, that's never going to get it done. There are a lot of reasons for that 4-of-16. I think he's got to be a little bit quicker in his process because there were, on some of those blitzes, hot reads that were open, and that's just not where his eyes were. So some of that, I think, comes with more reps and seeing things and dealing with things that he either didn't have to or was not necessarily asked to do, you know, in the college game. So I'm encouraged. And with the news that you just shared from Mary Kay, I think we want to see, you know, Shador get a full week's worth of reps, get some of that comfort, get a game plan that's tailored to his strengths, and see what he can execute next week there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, I thought there was a lot of positive, especially on that final drive. But I do wonder, just in trying to figure out if we're thinking about it, well, all right, they had 12 pressures on 21 dropbacks from Shador, and the idea was to blitz heavy and to make sure you get after him and take advantage of the fact that you're already down a starting left tackle, Conklin was dealing with injuries, all these other things. What would be your game plan? How would you try to make Shador as comfortable as possible with the understanding that this offensive line has dealt with a lot of injuries and does at times has been susceptible to letting the quarterback get pressured?
It's a fair point that you make, and it is a real situation that the Browns are going to have to deal with. Now, we heard that Jack and Cam are day-to-day, so hopefully they'll be able to go against Vegas. But you're gonna have to expect to be blitzed. Now, this is a very big cover three team, the Raiders. They play that basically half the time. They're one of the top cover three teams in the NFL. So that's something he's been comfortable with. He loves those deep digs, right? And you can put together some root concepts. So I think what's really important in this game, coming up when you're looking at it from the standard of, okay, what kind of a game plan do we put together? You're going to have some screens and draws in there to slow down pass rush and try to take advantage and try to catch the opponent in some blitzes, because it's a copycat league. He's going to be blitzed until he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He can prove he can beat the blitz. You're going to have some max protect shot play concepts in there, because if you can pick it up and get lucky where sometimes, you know, two blockers can get three rushers, if somebody, the loopers run into each other, that's when Shador is not afraid to take advantage of things down the field. And now hopefully that also loosens things up in the box where you can get Quinshon Judkins going. I like the idea of getting Malachi Corley the football on some of those jet sweeps that he's had success and trying to spread defenses out horizontally as well. And I think you're going to also see, you know, if you know a team's going to play a lot of cover three, and that's not the only coverage they'll play, and they're going to obviously do some things to mix things up and be as, you know, disguise and try to make Shador hold the ball and think a little bit more as he has to go through his process. But you can create some half-field reads where you're telling Shador Sanders, hey, we're going to stress this defender here and make it binary. If this defender reacts in this way, the ball goes here. If he reacts in that way, the ball goes there. Or you have, say, two or three receivers that are working against a triangle of defensive players, and you're going to say, based on how that triangle responds to what we're doing out of this bunch, that's going to tell you where the ball goes. So try to make it quick and binary so that he can get some of those quick rhythm throws and then still have the ability to make plays down the field in some of those other throws. But I think it's critically important that, you know, you get some of the screens, you do some things to try to take advantage of an over-aggressive defense, and also find a way to get Quinshon Judkins and this running game going to create some room and some space.
Nathan, we've seen some darn good linebacker play. JOK back in the day. I'm not sure if you were here when DeQuell Jackson was here. We've had some good ones here.
Joe Schobert.
Joe the show. Quick though, Carson Schwessinger, how the hell is this kid able to do this as a rookie? Because I mean, it is. Even when he made a mistake 2 weeks ago in the Jets game where it was the late hit, okay, was it a late hit, was it not, he still came up with big plays in that. Just every game he's making huge plays.
Yeah, he's a stud, and I talked to some people on the Ravens side of it who were blown away by him. And think about this, you know, you think about those first six games, you're going against Joe Burrow, you get the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, you're getting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, you're getting Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, you're getting Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions, you're getting Carson Wentz, but a Kevin O'Connell offense in Minnesota, you're getting Tua, and you're getting a Mike McDaniel offense of the Miami Dolphins. That group right there, not just the quarterbacks, but the offenses, those are some of the most motion-heavy offenses. Those are some of the most window-dressing, eye-candy, multiple-formation offenses in the NFL. And what is that for? That's a chess match. What are you trying to do? You're attacking the Mike linebacker on the other team, trying to get him out of position, trying to confuse him. And Carson Schwessinger is a guy who started one season in college at UCLA, and he has handled this stuff like a veteran. I think not only should he be the rookie of the year on the defensive side of the football, but he's playing at an all-pro level. Interceptions, sacks, tackles for loss, another double-digit tackle game. Let's not forget he had a high ankle sprain that's supposed to be a 4 to 6 week injury not that long ago, and he didn't even miss a game. The Browns got their bye week, and he was out there playing great immediately afterwards in these two games. So Carson Schlesinger, it's incredible. Jason Tarver, the Browns linebacker coach, cannot gush about him enough. And really, you can't gush about this defense enough. Can't gush about what Devin Bush is doing, looking like the guy who was the 10th overall pick in the draft back in 2019. This defense has been so good that you just hope that the offense can give them enough so that we can start winning. This is a championship defense. You guys have guys playing at elite levels at all three levels of this defense. And unfortunately, it's not going to be as talked about as it should be because the record's 2-8. But Carson, so you're talking about, you have really, I think, the defensive player of the year, a guy who, if the Browns were winning more, would absolutely be an MVP candidate and one of the legitimate chances to have a defensive player win the MVP. And you also have, I think, the defensive rookie of the year on that side of the ball.
Nathan, great stuff, buddy. We got a boogie, but happy Monday here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura there on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.